Welcome to your five for the day on this New Year's Eve. As we stand on the threshold of another year, let's look at a parable Jesus told. It's brief, but the point is clear. Listen, Jesus says, a man has a fig tree and plants it in his vineyard. 3 years later, he's making his way up and down his vineyard, looking forward to the taste of a ripe fig. But he sees that the fig tree still doesn't have any fruit. He calls to his gardener. Hey, get over here. Why is this tree still here? It's taking up soil and moisture and space. Cut it down right now. The man got it right. Why should that tree remain standing? Why should it keep taking up space, using up the goodness of the soil if it's serving no purpose? The owner has a right to be disappointed and angry at that useless tree. It's no wonder he wants it destroyed. But as we listen to Jesus' story, we know that he isn't just talking about a fig tree. He's talking about you and me. We are led to ask ourselves, am I bearing fruit? I keep sucking up the nutrients of the soil in which I've been planted, and when am I going to show some kind of fruit to match the years I've been standing in God's garden and all the opportunities I've been given? Thankfully, Jesus takes a breath and continues with the story. Leave it alone for one more year, the gardener pleads. I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it down. And with that, Jesus ends his story of the fig tree, leaving his listeners to ponder the generosity, the patience, the grace of the gardener. They are struck by the words of the gardener when he says, leave it alone. The word used by Jesus here also means forgive. They know now that Jesus wasn't simply telling a story about a fig tree, but he was talking about God and the way he forgives us, even though we don't deserve such generosity and kindness. You see, God has given us some wonderful soil for growth. Our very existence, our day-to-day living, our every breathing moment has its source in him. We occupy valuable space in the garden. The soil is rich and our roots are there, and the owner of the garden is looking for fruit. God wants to see in us the kind of fruit that he would expect to see from someone who he sent his son into this world to save at such a cost. As this year draws to a close, God sees all too well what has happened in the past. He's seen it all as it has unfolded, much to our embarrassment, and he's willing to forgive it all, so that we can draw on that forgiveness. What magnificent love God shows us. He really must think we're something special. Remember the words of the gardener in the vineyard, give the tree one more year. The owner wanted to chop it down, but the gardener isn't going to give up. He's going to dig around it, turn over the soil, add some fertilizer, show it some more TLC and give it another chance. Isn't that just typical of the love of God? The key is to be connected to Jesus. He is the one who can enable us to be what we ought to be. We need him to help our branches bear fruit. The parable about the fig tree makes it quite clear that we've been unfruitful, unfaithful, yet in spite of what is lacking in us, God is faithful. Be sure of this. Jesus waits for us, spade in hand, wheelbarrow by his side, ready to bring us into the new year. That's a promise. Armed with that promise, we can step forward into the new year, ready to let him do the work in us that only he can do. Let's thank him for his goodness in giving us one more year of his unfailing grace. May we make the most of it so that the new year will be the best year of our lives. Thank you for listening, and God bless you. On behalf of all the production team of Your Five for the Day, may I wish you a very happy and prosperous New Year.